The European Union is facing calls to implement a never-before-used range of economic countermeasures in response to tariff threats from Donald Trump. The anti-coercion law enables the EU to impose punitive economic measures on a country seeking to force a policy change. Mr. Trump has vowed to hit European countries with tariffs of up to 25% unless Greenland is ceded to the United States. Without revealing details, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says he had spoken to Mr. Trump about the security situation in Greenland and the Arctic and hoped to talk again at this week's Davos summit. Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide says ambassadors from across the EU held an emergency meeting in Brussels on Sunday to map out a response to President Trump's tariff threats.
The very essence of NATO is to protect the sovereign integrity and territorial integrity of its member states. So that's what it's all about. And that is, again, rooted in the collective right of self-defense in the UN Charter. We stand with the Kingdom of Denmark in defense of its sovereignty. But we're also ready to do more together with America and with all our allies in the Arctic. And that's exactly why we are stepping up our presence in Greenland, because if there are security concerns, we can meet them jointly.
The European Council said it was calling a summit of EU leaders in the coming days.